Oral Chav Dalet Tammuz, Dvar Alokan, Chavis Aldovis, Monday night.
Okay, so music, so is a Shaila whole year round that really, and it's brought down in the Gemara and the Halacha, that you're not supposed to listen to music a whole year round, except for Simcha Shel Mitzvah. There's a basic machlokes Rishonim, if it's talking about particular circumstances, like when you wake up, when you go to sleep, or when you're eating a suda, or when you're drinking wine, or whether taka it's all inclusive, and it's really always also. Ever since the Beis Hamikdash was Necher, by the way, we're talking about, of course, in reaction to a Churban Beis Hamikdash. With no Eglah Hakel, I think it's safe to say, certainly with taped music, we're no Eglah Hakel, although some are still machmir, not to do it during a meal, certainly not if you're drinking wine. There's one cheshbon that it's taped, it's not live, and there's another cheshbon that it just doesn't have the same impact on people as it used to have, because it's so prevalent because of tapes and because of the prevalence of music that every person has, but only, you know, special occasions and malachim had. Now every person has it, so it just doesn't have the same thing. But the 3 weeks, right now we get to the 3 weeks when it's not just a question of zeicha the churban, but there's an actual hanhogas avelus because of the churban, so that we should be machmer, you know. But again, now they're pushing the envelope against that also, and that we'll discuss maybe in a future evening. But certainly, at least the 3 weeks, pashtus, one should be machmer, yes, on tape music. You should be machmer even if you're in a bad mood, and you should be machmer even if, oh, but it's like a beautiful song, Al Naros Bovel, Shom Yoshavnu, Gambochinu. You know, these are all chesbonos that people make. For 3 weeks, it's maybe kedai to be misnahig ba'avelus. It's not zeichel u'churban. It's an actual niyog avelus. Okay, we'll move on to Chavis Halvavus, Shar HaPrishus. And we saw in previous prakim the point of Prishus, the importance of Prishus, how it's good to have role models for Prishus, even if you're not going to live that way. And in Perek Shlishi, he gets down to practical Prishus, well, so to speak, because a lot of it is not practical, but Prishus in our lives. How should we be misnaheg, lamaisa? Till now it's theory, now it's lamaisa. So he talks about people who are porush for spiritual reasons and people who are porush for olam hazeh reasons. And first he talks about the people that are porush for spiritual reasons, and he says there are three groups. And we learned yesterday one group is very, very extreme. He does not condemn them. He says they're doing it for good purposes. They're doing it to be domah to malachim. They want to have as little, anything that would take them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Achshavos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they want to be like Yitzurim Haruchniyim. They want to be as much like malachim as they can. They move away from civilization. They live in the mountains. They live in caves. They live alone. They don't want to have to do with people. They eat berries and grass and leaves. They forage, I think it's called. And that's how they live. And they wear a minimum of clothing. Avas Hashem takes the place of Avas Abrios. Yiras Hashem overcomes any yira they might have. They're living in a mokum of animals, of wild animals. And this is like very extreme. And he says it's the furthest from the way the Torah wants a person to be, although he doesn't say it in a condemning way. He says that's not the way the Torah decreed for people, because in the Torah you don't run away from civilization in the Dinei HaTorah. Adarabba Yoytzu Ha'oretz Va'oysa Hu Chaynana Va'oysa Hu Bra L'Sheves Yitzara. So that's not the way the Torah wants people to be. Not, you can't say it's wrong, it's usur, but that's not the way the Torah decreed that the world should function. The second group, Bakas HaShniya, is Anoshim who are Mitzu as Kitzvos HaPrishus. They're extreme, but they're the middle road extreme. And he describes people who do not run away from civilization. They live in houses, they live near your next door neighbor, they live amongst people, they go to work, they don't forage for berries and leaves, but they are extreme in their precious from anything that smacks of mosros. Anything that's not absolutely necessary to survive, anything that's not that's not mamish needed. So they're not hermits, like the first group. They look like regular people, maybe, but they only do what's mamish absolutely necessary. Umasu kol mosros olam hazeh. They are moes. Anything that smacks of mosros. V'hisamtsu, they try very hard. L'rasein tavos nafshosim beladehem, to rein in any taiva they may have. And he says there's two types of mosros. V'amosros heim shnei sugim. Ha'echad mosros shehin chutz la'odom. V'nivdolim mimenu, something outside of a person, meaning they limit harachushinus, they limit their possessions, whether it's jewelry or money or any possessions you may have. They limit it to what they mamish need. V'ha'achila, they limit it to what they mamish have to. V'ashtia, same thing. V'alavush, v'hamodur, and where they live, everything is a bare minimum. That's one type of precious. And the second type, we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, in the coming nights.